Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Bet Super 6 wants you to stack the cash. Scan the QR code, download the app, and enter the free-to-play NFL Sunday Challenge contest. Make your picks, and then invite your friends to play as well. The more people who enter, the bigger the jackpot gets. Falcons at Saints is one of the matchups. Colin, who wins and by how many points?
Saints 26-24, but Atlanta division rival keeps it close. By the way, interesting. Fox Bet, this is fascinating. We ask, we shall receive. So we said, what do we expect from Jordan Love? So Fox Bet, the over-under on passing yards for Jordan Love is 235.5 yards. Mm. That's a lot of yards. Now, it is Kansas. That's kind of where I think he'll be. But the over-under on touchdowns is 1.5 touchdowns. So I would take the under on that. I think 0 or 1 touchdowns is what I think he'll have.
I would take the under. I think I would take the under on both because they're going to run the ball. And
wow.
Why not?
Let me tell you something. Let's say he's at the number. Let's say he ends up with 238 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. If you told me that now, they beat the Chiefs. That means they're going to.
What's so interesting about this game is that the Chiefs have been struggling. If the Chiefs were coming in here, the juggernaut that they've been the past couple years and rolling, I think we would feel differently about this game.
New York Giants, you could argue, should have beaten them.
It was not an impressive win.
Leroy Butler is a Super Bowl champion, a former Packer safety, 12 years, a four-time Pro Bowler, and a popular talk show host in Milwaukee. We bring him on regularly because he hears the voice of the fans in Green Bay, and we're fascinated today what the voice of the fans have been. So let's bring on Leroy Butler, who's joining us. And I love him because look at over his right shoulder. It used to be a picture of J-Lo.
Yes.
Not anymore.
You're way more famous, Colin. You didn't know that.
Okay, so I'm going to get to Jordan Love in a second because I can't wait for that. But okay, so let's just take it from here. Before today, before Aaron today on McAfee, before this, yesterday's show.
Yeah, before. Yeah.
What was the reaction on Aaron unvaccinated on your show? Let's take out the McAfee-Aaron thing today. What was the reaction the last couple days about the news that he was, you know, out for the Chiefs game and maybe Seattle?
First, it was shocked because people Googling immunized and vaccination, the semantics of it, and the wordplay. And when it happened, Ryan Wood asked him, the people was focusing on, he said, yes. And then all of a sudden, people start scratching their heads. And, you know, and Packer fans are in the position of thinking, I'm 7-1. We've been struggling, but we've been winning. And you never thought in your wildest dreams that Jordan Love would make a start. So I think people say, okay, we'll wait to hear from Aaron. So now they've heard some things from him. And now I think it's confusion because he puts people in a bad spot. He puts the team in a bad spot. And the Rodgers people who support him, now they're kind of contradicting themselves because he was operating like he was vaccinated when he wasn't. And then all the people are calling up saying, some people say he lied. Some people say, well, he twisted truth. But it's kind of a stain on his credibility when it comes to a leader because he puts his players at risk by not playing against Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I think that's a perfect way to put it. It puts a stain, a strain on his credibility. So today, so it's really interesting today, Leroy. He came out today on the Pat McAfee show, and God love Pat. I love Pat. I just saw him I love Pat. I think he's a nut job. I love him. So, but Aaron goes on his show every week or every other week or, you know, pretty regularly. And he came out today, and Aaron started using witch hunt, woke mob. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, God.
Cancel culture.
Yeah, what did you make of that?
I think he's trying to muddy it up a little bit because to get away from vaccinations and non-vax. But he makes Kyrie Irving look like a saint now because at least Kyrie Irving told us where he stood.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley, Carson Wentz. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you know, okay, fine. I'm not taking the vaccine. People can respect that. But I think Aaron wanted to have it both ways, Colin. And I think that's the problem with it. And then you throw in the politics of it. You know, people are going to take the vaccine with Then you use both presidents' names allegedly. And now he's muddied it up so much. Now you got to get back to, is he going to be available November 14th against Seattle? Because he got to be out 10 days. So it just gets all muddied up again.
You know, Leroy, I have said this, and I know I'm not beloved in Milwaukee, but I've said that I think Aaron's selfish.
Well, wait, you are beloved in Milwaukee.
In your room, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have said before, you know, I said yeah. I think he's selfish, and I think one of the things I love about football, it is such a team game that even a great quarterback needs a left tackle. He needs a defense. He needs a coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love football. It's really a we sport, not a me sport. And I've said, yes. I think Aaron's brilliant, but I think he can be selfish. This morning, when you take calls, are there more and more people that are saying, you know, Aaron's kind of into Aaron sometimes more than the stuff. I mean, Tom Brady always puts football first. He's not perfect, but the team first. Are there people in Green Bay that now are kind of moving in the direction of Aaron's kind of into Aaron?
Well, I think for the most part, you take out some of this, some of the things he did say that he, you know, he moved to the beat of his own drum. And I think a lot of fans took back and said, okay, he said his piece coming in. Now we'll give them some space to grow. And they were winning. Winning cures everything. But now when you're not available, it makes people feel, you know what? I just got jilted at the altar again.
Yeah.
Because I want to believe that you're a team guy and everything is fine. But then you'll say you was allergic to something that was in the vaccine. And people are just confused by that.
Yeah.
Because this is actually in a position where if people know where you stand, there's a few people that you don't lie to. Obviously, God, of course,
yeah.
Your wife, your family, and your teammates. They got to know everything. I rely upon you because it is the ultimate team sport. So I just don't know how much credibility he has in that locker room now.
All right, let's move to Jordan Love. Can't wait to watch him.
Yeah.
You know a lot more than I you know a lot more than I do. Yeah. I looked at the over-under betting lines, and people expect him to be you know, very competent. What do you expect?
I think the system is amazing for him. If you look at this system, same thing with San Francisco running. I mean, they got Garoppolo, but it doesn't matter. It's plug and play a quarterback. The Rams, I know they swap quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford's a great arm. You know, even down in Atlanta, you know, with Matt Ryan. But again, with Matt LaFleur, it's never going to be known as just great coach until Aaron is gone. So now you'll get a chance to see that. Okay, you'll get a chance to see one of the best running games. If he can have Devontae out, that'll help. Remember, last week, Aaron had 22 of 37, 184 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he does that, I think they beat the Chiefs. But I think for the most part, you don't want to get in a shootout. But Jordan Love understands this is his moment, and he's been ready for it.
I'm so excited to watch this kid. All right, Leroy, I don't know how in the world you got that picture, but we always respect the love. That's ridiculous. I love you, man. Good seeing you.
Love you too, my brother. Y'all take care.
All right. He's really good for us because he really talks to the fans. I wish I had a Leroy Butler in every market in the country.
Yeah.
A great player who does talk radio, who is a common sense. He always has a common sense opinion. He's not taking sides.
Yeah,
I wish there was
hysterical.
If you play in the NFL and you're a good player and he's doing afternoon drive in a nice city, people tune into him every day. He's got smart opinions, and I love leaning on him because that's one of the things I miss about doing local radio. Like, I would love to be on the air in Cleveland this week and Green Bay this week. And I could do one topic, 4 hours, take calls.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to reach out to the local people. I'm talking to my friend Dustin Fox tomorrow from Cleveland.
Oh, there you go.
Smart, dude. Got to get the scoop.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Order Jersey Mike's in your mobile app. Limited time free delivery on game day Saturday. Get the app. It took me 15 seconds to download. Jersey Mike's app. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. A Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Mac Jones.
I am interested. I didn't put it in my Blazing Five. I wanted to take New England, and my friend Chad Millman said, you're a square. Don't be a sucker. So I'm just going to watch it.
Well, they'll head to Carolina to play the Panthers on Sunday. And Hassan Reddick, Carolina linebacker, gave some praise to the rookie quarterback.
To me personally, just the style of the offense,
I'm saying this very lightly because I know he's nowhere near as smart of a player as Tom Brady, but man, he at times he does look like a young Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? So take that for whatever you know. Take that for, but it definitely is a solid football player.
I like that. You know what? I like how he phrased it. Now, don't go crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing things. And by the way, I think we're both watching it. You're seeing the efficiency, the quick.
I think you know my rule. There are no Tom Brady comps, but
his style.
And I love that Hassan was aware enough to be like, do not go out here and say that I said he looks like Tom Brady. But he looks like Tom Brady because he's playing for the Patriots,
right?
Like if he was with another team, he wouldn't be like, he looks like a young Tom Brady. Yeah. But
it's the same offense. I mean, kind of the same offense, the same system.
And he's doing what's being asked of him. 68.1 completion percentage, almost 2,000 yards passing, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and they're 4-4. But it looks like they're building with him.
Listen, last 14 quarters, no ugly, awful plays.
He has the second best odds to win Offensive Rookie of the Year right now, according to Fox Bet. Jamar Chase is 1, Najee Harris is 3.
That's good. Those should be the vote. Those are the 3 that have really popped.
Yes, and they are favored by 3.5, according to Fox Bet.
I know. The sharps, like,
sharps are on Carolina.
I can't. Belichick versus Darnold is just bad news.
It is on the road.
I can't take Carolina. I think Belichick and New England are going to win.
Well, Matt Rhule also had some praise for Mac Jones. He said, no matter where Mac ended up, I knew he was going to be a longtime pro because he just has all the right qualities, all the right things that are essential to being a great player. He's just got juice. You could see how intelligent he was the first day. And Rhule said he spent some time trying to recruit Mac Jones while he was at Baylor, so he does know him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mac Jones. I can admit I was with you on this. I didn't really see it. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out, but I do think he went to the best situation out of all the rookie quarterbacks, and that's not a knock on Mac Jones.
Patrick
Mahomes went to a great situation. We actually would love for all these rookie quarterbacks to go to a great situation so they aren't having to overcome the team that they go to, but that's not how the draft works. So George Kittle returned to practice this week after missing 3 games on IR with a calf injury, and the 49ers aren't sure yet if he'll be ready to play Sunday against the Cardinals, but if he does, Kyle Shanahan is not worried about giving him the same workload he had before his injury when he comes back. Shanahan said Kittle has been able to play when he wasn't fully healthy before, and they don't envision needing to change the game plan if he's not 100%. The 49ers are not out of the playoff picture right now.
And they are healthier now than Arizona this weekend.
They're currently 2 spots out of the final wild card position. They are 3rd in the NFC West at 3-4, obviously behind the Cardinals and Rams, both at 7-1. Cardinals are banged up this week. Kyler Murray is dealing with a little bit of an injury as well. Fox Bet has the Niners favored by 2.5 against the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, I like San Francisco to win. This is what they call a good spot. One team's hobbled, one's getting healthier, one is really desperate. This is what they call, this is a good spot. This is a good, now if San Francisco can't win, it's not their season. But this has worked out really well for them.
It's actually a really important game for San Francisco, though.
Huge. It's the season. It feels like the season.
Yeah, it feels like last week's Colts-Titans game.
Yep.
Like they need to.
And the Colts blew it.
They need to do, right, and they need to get this. So the NBA introduced new basketballs this season. They switched brands from Spalding to Wilson.
To Wilson, yeah.
And some players are having a hard time adjusting to the change. When asked about his shooting struggles so far this season, Joel Embiid says, I'm not always looking for excuses, but the ball is different. I'm still not totally comfortable with it. It's a process. But every single day I work hard. I make those shots at practice. Last year I was probably the best mid-range jump shooter in the league. So at some point it's going to come back. I'm not worried about it. He's not the only person that's talked about the balls. Paul George said not to make an excuse or anything. It's just a different basketball. It doesn't have the same touch or softness that the Spalding brand had. Yeah. You'll see there's going to be a lot of bad misses this year. CJ McCollum, who's president of the Players Association, said he'll discuss the new basketball with players and get the feedback, but wouldn't blame any of the shooting struggles on the ball. And Nikola Jokic also said sometimes he's losing grip on the ball. So it is a bit of an adjustment. We've seen some players that are generally great shooters have some struggles early.
Yeah.
And this could be part of it. Like, some things are not excuses. They're just reasons.
That's right.
And there's no need to panic about it. And we'll get adjusted and they'll get used to it as they do with everything.
Think about it. If you're a pitcher with a baseball, remember the quarterbacks for the football, Aaron Rodgers, Deflategate.
Remember the helmets? Like, everyone was freaking out about the helmets. It changes things and it's different. And especially for athletes. Athletes are such routine individuals. They have to be, because that's how you get better. So you have to do this habitually, the same thing every day. If something changes, it can... Yes.
Okay, so they've tried to get rid of this microphone. Both my employers have said, this is ugly. And I have said, this works for me.
And I like these microphones.
So I have had people, Fox came to me and they said, is there anything more attractive? And I said, as America's media icon, I do believe I have earned the right to have a weird looking microphone.
They prefer we have the small mics?
Oh, I don't know what they like. I mean, I got an ear. I mean, I'm totally satisfied. But they said, I mean, initially when we came on, they said, you know, we don't love. And I'm like, I'm comfortable with it.
It's a radio aesthetic, though. We do a radio television simulcast.
Exactly. It's messaging.
You know what that thing
is telling you? We pull off the wizardry of the simulcast. It's subtle.
It's a reminder. Actually, it's a subtle reminder to us that we are on the radio.
Oh, there you go. We need it. Very valuable. All right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
See, our management listens. See, that's why we like them. Tomorrow's headlines today, Jason McIntyre makes his NFL picks. He's always bizarrely accurate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Weather looking nasty. Don't change your plans. Change your wiper blades. Upgrade to Michelin wiper blades, available on Amazon Prime. He is Jason McIntyre. He comes on every Friday. We call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today. He's a former newspaper guy, kicked out of industry like he should have to the curb, and is now a digital gambling star. He's just crushing it everywhere. All right, this is a very interesting weekend. I don't want to waste any time. I want to get to your content, buddy. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. Patriots at Panthers. I wanted to bet New England so bad, and I didn't.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't. The headline will be Mac to reality. The New England Patriots go down against the Carolina Panthers. Colin, it's my upset special. I don't know why we don't have the headline there. But, I mean, all week I've loved the Panthers. People are forgetting that Mac Jones went on the road last week. He didn't beat the Chargers, Colin. You watch that game. You were there, I believe. He was an average quarterback. 50% completions. They ran all over the Chargers. Panthers have a top 10 run defense. Shaq Thompson, their leading tackler, great linebacker. He returned last week. Falcons had like 80 yards on the ground. This Panthers defense will keep them in it. I know the quarterback situation's dicey, but Colin, with Sam Darnold basically out with the concussion, shouldn't this line have gone up? There is enough money on the Panthers that it's not budging. I like Carolina in a big upset. Don't take the Patriots this week. I know Patriots fans don't like me because of the Jets stuff, but it's a dangerous spot for Belichick and his rookie quarterback.
By the way, the sharps in Vegas love Carolina. Tomorrow's headlines today, Broncos at the Cowboys, baby.
I see so many people liking Denver this week. A lot of points. The headline will be Dak and better than ever. Yeah. Dak Prescott returns. Cowboys win. Why won't people understand the Broncos just stink this year?
By the way, they also just got rid of Von Miller. What's the message in the room?
The locker room's a mess. By the way, their defense is horrible. They can't stop anybody. Pittsburgh ran all over them. Pittsburgh didn't have a 100-yard rusher for like 3 years. And they gave up 100 yards to Najee Harris. And last week, Denver got lucky to beat Washington. They're just not a good football team. I'm just saying, like, Trayvon Diggs is healthy. He's back. Amari Cooper looks like he's a go. I think this is 150 yards for Zeke and Pollard combined, and Dallas wins. They move to 8-0 against the spread. They put it on Denver at home.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Vikings at the Ravens.
Tough game. Nobody wants the Vikings at all in this game, right? They look so bad against the Cowboys. The headline will be Lamar makes Vikes go yikes. I like Baltimore here, Colin. Tough not to like Baltimore. Off a bye, John Harbaugh, 9-4 against the spread. Now, there's a case for Minnesota going all in for Mike Zimmer and trying to save his job, but do they really like Zimmer?
I don't know if they do.
There is some stuff in that locker room that's starting to come out. Zimmer made a comment about Kirk Cousins. They just don't seem to be on the same page. This feels like the last stand for Zimmer if he's going to keep his job. I have Dalvin Cook on my fantasy team. He should go totally wild against this Ravens defense. It's not that great. Remember, they gave up the big plays against Cincinnati hugely, and then they had the bye week. So I think they bounce back here. I like Lamar Jackson to get the W.
I do too. Tomorrow's headlines today. So I stayed away from this one. I can't wait. Browns at the Bengals. So my instincts were Bengals off an ugly loss. Mm-hmm. This is my instincts. Ugly loss for the Bengals. Off a win over Baltimore. They're killing the Carroll. They're at home and all sorts of distractions with Cleveland. So my instincts were Cincinnati, but I think Cleveland's a better team, so I stayed away.
I think everybody in America has that exact same instinct. The headline will be, no Dell, no problem. I think Cleveland pulls this off. And listen, I have been on the Browns way too much this year. They've cost me money 3 weeks in a row. But as you, Joy's laughing, as you said, Colin, like everybody's perception is this is a huge distraction, Odell Beckham. I don't know, Colin, you remember last year? Odell Beckham did not play, and the Browns got to the playoffs and won a game.
Well, Green Bay is 7-0 without Davante Adams, who's actually productive.
It's very weird. Jarvis Landry is back this week. He had an untimely fumble last week. Not that any fumble is timely. And I don't really trust the protection of Joe Burrow in the pocket. The Jets, who have a bad defensive line, they just got trucked by the Colts last night. They give up 3 sacks to Burrow, forced him into some bad passes. Cleveland's going to win the line of scrimmage as they do almost every week. I think the Browns pull the upset here because this kind of, Colin, is their season, right? They go 4-5 in that division.
Oh, by the way, they got New England on the road coming up.
Yeah. I think Cleveland max effort here and they get the win.
Yeah, you know, this game is really fascinating because I think when we do our show together for Fox Mondays, on Monday, I love Cincinnati. And then you start digging deeper and you get down to a real clear picture is that Cleveland of the two teams should be able to run the ball and throw on their terms.
Exactly.
And let's not deny Cleveland still has maybe the best O-line in football. So that doesn't disappear. Yeah. And so it's easy to bail on Cleveland
here. Just remember the distraction angle. If you've got a distraction in your room every week, and you finally say, you know what, we're done with this guy. Send him home. Get him the hell out of here. And you know what? It's the guys who want to be here, and it's an all-in effort. It feels kumbaya-ish.
Yeah.
I like the Browns this week.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Packers at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think you're on the right scent on this one. Jordan Love getting the start. We got really creative with the headline. Give it to me. The headline will be, you can't hurry Love. You just have to wait. Classic 80s song.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love plays really well this week, but I'm taking the Chiefs reluctantly. Listen, Jordan Love is interesting. Remember, in the offseason, no Aaron Rodgers. So Jordan Love got a lot of reps. He's had all week. This isn't like a 24-hour, 48-hour notice. I think Jordan Love plays okay. And Colin, where it gets interesting is Aaron Rodgers with that interview he did today sounds very defiant. And the NFL's investigating. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers even plays next week because the earliest he can come back is Saturday before the Seahawks game Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Love shows something in a loss on the road. It's a tough spot against Kansas City. We know their home field advantage is something. Patrick Mahomes will probably stop turning the football over. I like the Chiefs here, but this Jordan Love thing's interesting, Colin.
Am I nuts? I'm more interested in this game this week.
Yeah.
I knew with Aaron playing against this defense, I thought Green Bay would have, they'd dispose of them quickly. All right, finally, tomorrow's headlines today, Titans at the Rams. I bet everybody loves the Rams.
Will you be
here
at SoFi for this one?
I stayed away from it.
Okay, all right.
Because it feels like a trap bet, because everybody in the world wants the Rams here because Derrick Henry's out.
Yeah, indeed, and I kind of fell into the trap. The headline will be over the Tannehill. I like the Rams here. You know, Julio Jones, I saw he is practicing. He expects to play, but if he does not, they are in deep kimchi here, Colin. This is a really dicey situation. We know A.J. Brown is a superstar, but Jalen Ramsey will lock him down. He's one of the best corners in football, and now you don't have to worry about the play action as much without Derrick Henry. I'm personally surprised at the Adrian Peterson news. How old is that guy, 36? I mean, he's a fossil, and he's going to be running into Aaron Donald. I don't think Von Miller's expected to go yet with the ankle, but this is the Matt Stafford showcase game, Colin. He is one of the MVP leaders right now with Dak being off, Kyler Murray hurt. I think there's an opportunity for Matt Stafford in a big showdown game here to show that, hey, man, this is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The Rams got him for a reason. I like the Rams here big, like 34-17 or something.
Wow, very interesting.
I mean, I just think the Rams cruise. But to go back to Aaron Rodgers for a sec, Colin, are you surprised that a guy who can maybe call any doctor he wants in America, has access to all the great minds, the guy's hosting Jeopardy, he picks up the phone to call Joe Rogan? Did that surprise
you?
Dr. Joe Rogan, I'm sorry, yes.
By the way, Joe Burrow is on our show Monday.
Ooh.
Hey.
That's a good get. I wonder how he's going to be off the loss, though. Is he going to feel sour after the Browns beat
him? Now, that's the kind of thing. by the way, feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight? Go to get M-Drive from N.com. They have M-Drive Lean now. It's a protein powder, which tastes great, by the way. Orange, dark chocolate tastes great. So Joe Burrow on the show Monday. No, I mean, listen, we have a very divided country, okay? So, like, I have said this before. I don't get emotional about it. I'm not a mandate person. As a rule, I do think what Fox has done, the company I work for, is here's what you have to do. Here's the test you got to take. Mm-hmm. If you don't get vaccinated, it's harder to go to work and harder to be around. That's largely what the NFL has done. I would prefer that over mandates. I don't like mandates. But I do think sometimes with children in schools, there's vaccine mandates. We have to protect as adults, little kids, whatever. And I also I'm not necessarily bothered that Aaron Rodgers lied to us, because I've always thought he's disingenuous and a manipulator. I've thought that from day one. I've heard that before, and we saw it. So it's not as shocking to me. But it is interesting when people fall for something, and just to throw out witch hunt. Like, the NFL, by the way, wants Aaron Rodgers out this week.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt ratings at all, right? I mean,
the idea that the NFL's on a witch hunt to get rid of its top players for its biggest games, when you throw out cancel culture, folks, the NFL is not, nobody's canceling anybody. Yeah. The bottom line is, if you do not get certain vaccines over the course of your life, there'll be limitations on planes, work environments, where you can do, what you can do. So, you know.
Doesn't it feel like some of these guys operate out of the same playbook? They just go out and say woke, cancel culture. It's like, I got to hit on these buzzwords so I go viral because I'm going against, like, it's just really annoying and lame. Like, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is a clear thinker. I honestly don't. I'm a little disappointed that he would be so defiant today to go so strongly. Listen, I get it. You want to make your own decision, fine. But some of the stuff he was saying on that interview.
And I love these people that go, you guys in the media are tone deaf. No, people not getting the vaccine, I would argue, are tone deaf to science and medicine. That would be my take. Doesn't make it right. But when you use the word tone deaf, you may want to go to the bathroom, look in the mirror. Are you sure you're not tone deaf? Because every doctor I know has said, just take the damn thing. Yeah. Get it. You're better off. Cross your fingers. Yeah. Joe Burrow on the show Monday. For everybody here, I'll tell you what, this has been the craziest week in a long time. We'll see you Monday. It's a herd.